The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Like April, May's revenue forecast is still lower than projected. At this rate, the House Appropriation Committee's Robert Vaughn says the projected deficit carried into fiscal year 2015 is hundreds of millions of dollars.
We anticipate you got a problem of somewhere potentially of $850 to $950. And I keep saying potentially because a series of events are going to have to happen before we get a new forecast. But the clock is not our friend at this point.
And into fiscal year 2016, the shortfall could be in excess of $500 million. State Finance Secretary Rick Brown says the bond rating agencies are closely watching Virginia, and if lawmakers can't resolve the budget by July 1st, the state risks losing its sterling bond rating. He says the state faced a similar situation in 2009, but worse.
Back then, we did have a recession that strung it out a little bit. We're not in recession at this stage of the game, a little bit different, so that's a little bit brighter prospects for the future.
Brown reemphasizes that the General Assembly cannot tap into the rainy day fund unless it has enacted a budget. And even then, it could only appropriate 50% of it to mitigate the impact of the budget shortfall. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.